Good evening. Welcome to Bible study. We are entering the book of Acts this evening. We've completed our survey on the Gospels. And the book of Acts, of course, serves as an integral link in the New Testament. It was originally written as a complement to Luke's Gospel. And it picks up the story where that Gospel leaves off. In effect, initially it was like a two-volume work. Let me just call your attention here. Let's open to Luke chapter 1 and verse 1. Luke 1:1, "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they received them unto us, as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto you in order, most excellent Theophilus, you might know the certainty of those things wherein you've been instructed." So this is the purpose of the book of Luke, stated right here. It was dedicated to a man by the name of Theophilus, written specifically to him and then published for the church in general. Now when we look at the book of Acts, it starts out, Acts 1:1, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." And then it describes the actual ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven, the disciples' return from the Mount of Olives. So the books of Luke and Acts were both written by Luke. They were like a two-volume set. One focused on the things that Jesus himself personally did and taught during the years of his earthly ministry. The book of Acts is that. It is the act of the apostles, the things that they did. It picks up the story as the apostles gathered to watch Jesus ascend into heaven. And you can imagine what a remarkable event that must have been. He appeared to them 40 days after his resurrection, which would take us just up within 10 days of the day of Pentecost. And it's interesting, as you find certain numbers run through in a significant fashion. At the beginning of the Old Covenant,